He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. Brothers and sisters, this evening we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And so we begin the Easter Triduum, the 3 days of the Passion and Resurrection of the Lord. This is the culmination of the liturgical year, the very highest point of our entering week by week into each facet of our Lord's life and of the mystery of our redemption in him. We know what is coming, just as surely as our Lord Jesus knew then what was coming that Thursday evening nearly 2,000 years ago. We know the tremendous suffering and darkness and death that were coming within hours, as he knew then. But first comes something else. First comes love. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. It was the time of Passover, that 8-day celebration every year, when the people of Israel remembered how the Lord had made them a people, how by powerful supernatural actions he rescued them out of Egypt, where they were enslaved, and brought them out into freedom in himself. As Moses would later say to them, "It was not because you are the largest of all nations that the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, because you are really the smallest. It was because the Lord loved you that he brought you out and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh." This rescue, this great exodus, had come through the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, a lamb without blemish. Each individual person shared in this lamb. Each family marked the door frame to their house with its blood. And this first Passover therefore carried within it its own ceremonial commemoration, an 8-day celebration with a central meal that not only would call to mind those past events, but even make them present to the children of Israel, born centuries later. Though they had not been physically present in Egypt on that night so long before, by sharing in the Passover lamb, they too were rescued. They too were renewed and reconstituted as the Lord's own people. The blood of the lamb marked them as loved by the Lord. And so it was no accident that as Christ, the Lamb of God, prepared to offer himself on the cross to complete his one perfect sacrifice to the Father, to ransom us from sin and death and give us a share in his own divine life through the true blood of the Lamb. It was no accident that he also established a sacramental meal by which we too could truly share in his one perfect sacrifice. And so, in the Lord's Supper before his passion, our Lord Jesus Christ instituted the Eucharist as the memorial of his death and resurrection. As one of my professors put it, in the Lord's Supper, he pre-enacted the sacrifice he would complete upon the cross of Calvary, to give us the sacramental means by which it could be reenacted later. He made his one sacrifice present before its completion, to give us the means by which it would be made present to us after. On this evening, in this place, happy are those who are called to his supper. Blessed are those who call to the supper of the Lamb. In the other 6 sacraments, our Lord Jesus truly acts. He is present to us by His power as He accomplishes a real change in us and for us, using the form and matter of each sacrament as His instrument. But in this sacrament, the Eucharist, the sacrament of sacraments, Christ makes Himself truly, really, substantially present. Under those appearances of bread and wine that are so comfortable and familiar to us, our Lord Jesus gives us Himself completely. Body and blood, soul and divinity. All that He is, all that He has, He makes present tonight and gives Himself to you. Panis Angelicus, fit panis hominum. The bread of angels made the bread of men. The heavenly bread brings to an end all foreshadowings. O wondrous thing! The poor and humble servant feeds upon the Lord. And so on this night, Christ instituted the Eucharist. But He did not stop there. For He also instituted the ministerial priesthood. When He gave His body and blood to the apostles to receive and commanded them, "Do this in memory of me," He made them the first priests of the new covenant. To those ordinary men, so often so very weak, He gave the sacred power to celebrate the Eucharist and make Him truly present for you. On this evening, in this place. And if that were not enough, He also washed their feet. He, their master and teacher, lowered Himself to the role of a servant and carefully washed all the dirt of the road from their bare feet. Have you ever had your feet washed by a stranger? I found it an unforgettable experience the first time. To have aspects of your feet, normally hidden away from view, seen up close by a stranger, and not just seen, but touched, handled. It's disconcerting. It's embarrassing. And yet, to have those intimate, sensitive, even embarrassing things so carefully and lovingly washed and dried. It is love. And doesn't that sound just like confession? Jesus said, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over." And it is true. In baptism, we are bathed and made clean all over. And in baptism, we are marked with an indelible impression on the soul, so that baptism need not be repeated and indeed cannot be. But how very often we need to be washed again from the sin that again and again covers our feet in filthiness. And in sacramental confession, week after week, Christ washes our dirty feet, handles our very toes, and repeats, "Has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." In the celebration of Passover, there's a traditional song called Dayenu, which means, "It would have been enough." Those who celebrate the Passover sing, "If he had brought us out of Egypt and had not carried out judgments against them, Dayenu, it would have been enough. If he had carried out judgments against them and not against their idols, Dayenu, it would have been enough." And on it goes for 14 verses listing mighty deed after mighty deed of the Lord, blessing after blessing, until it comes to a conclusion of overflowing gratitude, a conclusion that we can join in tonight. For how much more should we be grateful to our Lord Jesus for the doubled and redoubled goodness that He has bestowed upon us. For He has taken on our human nature. And He has suffered and died for our salvation. And he has called each one of us by name to himself. And he has given us new life by the washing of baptism. And he has sent his priests to serve us. And he has forgiven our sins in confession. And he has fed us with his own body and blood in the Eucharist. Even on this evening, in this place. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord.